come a-rapping at my door. Ever since they laid her down in the cold, cold ground, my baby, she don't bother me no more. Took away all my money, my pride and my dignity too. And after I gave her my devotion, all that she gave me was the blues. And now my baby don't bother me no more. She don't come a-rapping at my door. Ever since they laid her down in the cold, cold ground, my baby, she don't bother me no more.
Thank you. Hello, this is Robin, your host, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. What we just heard was part of the feature album I'm going to do today. They're called Blah Blah 666, and their album's called It's Only Life. It came out on Barnyard Records, and they're from Ontario. They're sort of a weird collection of instruments, really fun style, and has a little bit of a mariachi influence as well. So their instrumentation is two people on one drum kit, a home D fretted guitar, a bristle from a street sweeper, which is part of the bass, and a melodica. And most of them are original compositions from the band members, with a couple mariachi tunes thrown in there. So they're really cool. That track we just heard was the title track, It's Only Life. Up next, I'll be playing something by Kodo, their album Heartbeat. Kodo is a Japanese drumming group. Kodo, the word itself, means heartbeat. And the Japanese drum called the taiko is thought to resemble a heartbeat heard from the womb. The word Kodo can also be read children of the drum. And they've toured all over the world, actually, exploring the possibilities of this drumming. And we're actually here in January. But sadly, I didn't get a chance to go to that show. I'll be playing the fifth track from their CD, which is also their 25th anniversary CD, I believe. And the fifth track there is called Shake. So that's next. And then following that, a couple tracks from our feature called Chico Limpico and... That's the only one I'm going to play next. I'll play a couple more later, of course. But here's Shake by Kodo. Before I play the next track, I just want to mention a couple upcoming concerts that might interest you. This Wednesday at noon at the Music Building here on campus, for $4, there's a concert by David Saber, a Drupad singer, with Stefan Cselka on the tabla. So it's North Indian classical singing with ragas. And I know last year or the year before, I can't remember, he came as well and did a really large demonstration on drumming syllables that are spoken. And it was really cool. So if you have time on Wednesday, this Wednesday at noon, you should definitely come check that out. Also, this is a little bit in April, so it's kind of far from now. But on the last day of class, which I believe is the 8th, this is also Wednesday at around noon. There's going to be, around the Music Building, hopefully outside, depending on the weather, there will be a concert of Balinese gamelan music as well as African drumming. So that would definitely be cool to be going to see. Plus, I'll be playing in the gamelan, so that would be cool. Come check it out. It's a lot of fun, and it's really, really cool sounding. So yeah, I just wanted to mention those really interesting concerts that are coming up. But let's move on. This is by Blah Blah 666. It's called Chico Olimpico.
Thank you. Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. Next on the show, I'll be playing something by Religious Knives from their new self-titled album. And they are a Brooklyn psychedelic jam band. They're totally stoners. At least that's my guess. The track I'll be playing from that is called Downstairs. I'm actually really excited for the rest of the show, too. If you can stick around for the rest of the hour. I'll be playing a lot of this new stuff that's coming out. I don't know. It's just like all of a sudden is the radio station's being inundated with like really good, strange, well, no, just a little bit of a different kind of music. Like, what do we have here? Bang on a Can did some Brian Eno music for airports. So that's really cool. And then I'll be playing like a 20-minute track by John Zorn, which is hilarious and also so well done. But that's later on the show. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'll be playing that track by Religious Knives, followed by a couple tracks from the feature. And those are called The Blah Overture, which is the first track on the album, and Cielito Lindo. So there's three coming up for you. Here's Downstairs by Religious Knives. All right, welcome back to the show. Okay, so next, here comes the big stuff. Here comes the stuff that I was super excited to show you guys. I will be playing a track performed by Bang on a Can, and it is covers by Brian Eno of his album Music for Airports. And I'll be playing the first track from the second half, so the third track on this album. And this one is arranged by Julia Wolf. And, okay, who's Bang on a Can? The Bang on a Can All-Stars, they're from New York. They have a label called Cantaloupe Music. They've got quite a few interesting artists coming out of that label, too. But on this album, you'll hear Maya Beiser on cello, Evan Zipperin, clarinets, Mark Stewart on guitar, Stephen Schick, percussion, Lisa Moore on piano and keyboards, and Robert Black on bass. And now the cool thing about this album is it's all live, and it's an acoustic version of, well, mostly acoustic version of these tunes by Eno. So that should be really cool. And following that, of course, will be another track from our feature, and that will be called Specificity. And if you're just tuning in, the feature is Blah Blah 666 from Ontario. But first, here's the Bang on a Can.
Thank you. Thank you. Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Okay. Welcome back. So what's coming up for the rest of the day?
On CITR.
At 5 there's News 101, which is half an hour long, followed by a fill-in coming in at 5:30. A new show by Becky S is airing at 6 o'clock, and I think there's going to be a special live presentation coming out of our lounge. Saw an artist with a drum set and everything. They're getting all set up right now. Should be really cool. And then Radio Free Gak airs at 7:30 with Gary Kay, followed by The Jazz Show at 9 o'clock with Gavin Walker. and there's fill-in coming in at midnight. So now is the meat of the show, I guess. Well, there's more meat. There was meat earlier. this is by John Zorn, and it's from his release, which was released in 1996, but also released before that. It's called The Classic Guide to Strategy. Volume 1 was released in 83, Volume 2 in 1985. It's one of his early solo records, two of his early solo records that have been, like, put together and re-released as this box set, so everyone goes, oh yeah, that's so cool, let's get that again. Apparently there were supposed to be five, and he doesn't know if he's going to finish them by the time he's out of this world. Actually, this music is pretty out of this world. I should probably just tell you what it is and then stop talking so you can hear it. The second track, which is the one I'm going to play, is subtitled Cartoon Music, and it's inspired by the work of Carl Stalling, who wrote a lot of the music for cartoons in the States, like Looney Tunes cartoons. So that gives you an idea. A lot of the later tracks are named after avant-garde Japanese artists, and I think the eighth track is called Mori Ikue, and the artist Ikue Mori is probably one of my favorite female artists of all time. So that was pretty cool when I found that out. So this is probably going to finish off the show because it's a 19-minute track and I only have 15 minutes left. So I'm going to stop talking now. Thanks for listening. And here's John Zorn.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.